Time for your exercise. Get out there, Dalton.
You may address me as Adrina.
Yeah, I know. Adrina, the middle-aged mystic.
Do not call me that.
Whatever. Just get out in the yard and get your exercise. Lord knows you need it. How you can stay fat on prison food is beyond me.
Like you're the one to talk.
The ball's going over by the witch.
I'll get it. I wasn't going to touch your ball.
It would be big of you to kick the ball back.
What?
I said it would be big of you to kick the ball back.
Big of me? Big of me? Oh yeah, here's your stupid ball.
Smoke screen. Ace, this is Sergeant Quentin. We have a possible escape attempt in the exercise yard. Repeat, we have a possible escape attempt in the exercise yard. AKA Adrina the Mystic is one of the prisoners. Requesting backup immediately. Immediately!
This is a ridiculous escape plan. I can't see anything.
But I can, my dear. And that's all that matters.
The big idea! Get me out of this place.
With pleasure. Just hold on to this rope ladder and we'll go up to my skyship.
Very funny. Why are you busting me out?
Because with my scientific genius, your magic, we will finally rid the world of the I'm One Four.
The investigator, Wayne Turmitt, a brilliant detective and expert hand-to-hand combatant, armed with wondrous technology. Mrs. Wonderful, Beth Dixon, who, through the Wonder Power, has amazing abilities and can perform astounding feats. Ace Princeton, whose arsenal of special playing cards makes him a one-man army. The Nereid, Marilyn Jones, a siren of the sea, who commands the power of the oceans themselves. Together, these members of the Incredible Missions World Agent Network battle the most fantastic menaces the world has ever seen as the I'm One Four. Today's adventure from the I'm One Four Casebook. You can go home again.
Wow, what is this place?
Welcome, my dear, to the Idea Factory, my inner sanctum. I was going to call it the House of Ideas, but it lacks a domestic aura.
It could certainly use a woman's touch, that's for sure.
Perhaps, dear lady, I'll let you touch it later. I must say your presence here has already done wonders for it.
You flatter me, Biggie. Say, what's this thing that looks like a light bulb?
It's a stroboscopic mind control device.
What about this thing that looks like a pen?
A high-intensity short-burst laser.
And this thing that looks like an espresso machine?
It's an espresso machine.
Oh.
Come this way. This is my laboratory. And computer room, where I come up with my plans to defeat the I'm One Four.
So how's that working for you, Biggie?
Scoff if you want, Adrina, but at least I was not languishing in prison like a common pickpocket.
Hey, it wasn't because of the I'm One Four that I was in prison. I had them all beat.
rather than give in to the childish urge to point out to you that had you actually defeated the Imwan IV, we wouldn't be having this conversation, I will point out to you that the other villains you recruited for your plan actually agree with your assessment of the situation.
What did they say?
That you had the Imwan IV handled until you were defeated by an actress. This way. I took the liberty of retrieving your book of spells and your apothecary jars from police custody before I came for you. You'll find them here, in your room.
My room?
I figured you'd want to stay until we conquered the world. Perhaps I presume too much?
No, you're fine. I can't go back to the house anyway. Chuck BX took it over when I was put in prison.
So, tell me about how your plan fell apart.
It was Sherry Sorbet that stopped me, not the Imwan IV.
The love interest in Saxon Violets?
The same. She pretended to be the Nereid and snuck up on me and tasered me. I had planned for all of them. I hadn't planned on her.
Although our methods are different, our experience is basically the same. The Imwan IV defeats us because of an unforeseen agent that breaks their way. An X factor.
So we know why we lost. Big deal. That lot of good that does us.
On the contrary, it does us a lot of good. I have a plan. A plan to split them up and exploit them while they're in their smaller groups. But like all my plans, it's vulnerable to that X factor.
So what do we do?
Well, they defeat us because of an intrusion of an element we don't expect. So it stands to reason that we can defeat them in much the same manner, by creating for them an X factor they're not prepared for.
So that's why you broke me out. You think that they won't think a man of science such as yourself would team up with a madam of the mystic like myself.
Wrong.
Wrong?
Well, more like not entirely correct. Yes, I figure they wouldn't expect us to team up, and our pairing generates some well-needed randomness to what we do. But we need more than that. We need something totally random. Something we aren't even aware of, but on our side.
And how do you propose to do that?
I propose that you do it.
I've been wanting a proposal since Chuck divorced me, but that wasn't the kind I was looking for. So what do you have in mind?
The only thing I can generate randomly is numbers, and even that comes through a complex algorithm that if you calculate back from the result, you find
Boring.
Sorry. I have been reading up on the preternatural arts, and I believe that an accomplished necromancer such as yourself should be able to craft a spell that will bring a random element into the Imwan IV's life. One that would completely throw them off their game. Basically, a non-specific curse.
Non-specific curse. Non-specific curse. Non. 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 Yes, I can do that. But it has to be on a specific individual.
A specific, non-specific curse?
I don't make the sorcerer's rules, so pick someone.
Well, the one with the most raw power is Mrs. Wonderful, so make it her. Do you have what you need?
Let me look through the jars. I have most of what I need, but I'm going to need you to pick up a few things for me while I get started.
What do you need?
I need some Louisiana swamp water, and it has to be Louisiana swamp water, not Florida. Some mandrake root, diatomaceous earth, hyena saliva, rainwater from the highest building in the state, ostrich beaks, a copy of Cosmopolitan, and a dove bar.
You can cast a spell using a copy of Cosmopolitan and a dove bar?
No. The Cosmo and the dove bar are for me.
Huh?
I've been in prison this whole time, remember?
Meanwhile, at the I'm One lair.
It's an urgent alert signal from Colonel Princeton, Ace.
Relax, Nereid. He probably just wants to know where I left the mail.
He wouldn't activate the alert signal for that. You, maybe, but not him. We're here, Colonel Princeton. What's up?
Team, Adrina the Middle-Aged Mystic has escaped from prison.
She's the one that cast the spell that made it impossible for us to touch her.
Right, and she recruited some of our enemies to do her dirty work for her, like All-Seeing Iris and the Fruit Fly.
She's definitely up to something, because strange items from the nearby area have gone missing.
What items? Maybe there's a clue there.
For instance, a hyena was stolen from the local zoo, and a bucket of ostrich beaks was taken from an ostrich ranch.
Maybe she's hungry. You can tell she likes to eat. It's true.
The thing that concerns us is we believe she's escaped with the help of the big idea.
That guy? I owe him a punch in the nose or two for kidnapping me and downloading my mind with his psychotron.
He could have just used a flash drive.
Ha ha. Don't forget he also covered Mrs. Wonderful and me with those weird creatures from another dimension.
Where is Mrs. Wonderful? And the investigator, for that matter.
He's at... her house.
Yeah, he's, helping her with something.
Drink?
No, thank you.
I want to thank you again, Wayne, for coming over.
No problem, Beth. It's the least I can do.
It's Marie the Maid's day off, and I just didn't want to be alone here, today of all days.
I understand. I have days like that, too.
It's supposed to get better with time, losing someone.
And it does, Beth, but never completely. And that's okay.
I try not to talk about it with the others. Nereid never knew Ben, and Ace only worked with him for a short time. You knew him for a long while. He means something to you.
Your husband, Mr. Wonderful, means something to a lot of people. Not just me and you.
I still can't believe it was Eris and the Golden Apples that killed him, and not someone like the Disruptor or Brickhouse.
It's rarely the things that we see coming that get us. More often, it's the things that catch us by surprise. Neither one of you realized she was the Master Manipulator's girlfriend until it was too late. Don't blame yourself.
But I do, Wayne. I do.
You know, you've been asking me to come out here for a while now. How about you show me around the house,
Sure. This is our informal kitchen. This is where Ben would cook me dinner on Marie's days off.
You don't cook?
Does running a microwave count?
No.
Then I don't cook. And this is the breakfast nook. This is the sewing room.
I didn't know you sew.
I don't. My nanny did, and that's what I've always called it. I do Pilates in there now. And this... this is the study. This was Ben's room. Ben loved this study. He liked to read in here, do his research in here. He'd even eat in here if I had a society function.
Nice bookshelves.
He had those crafted especially to match to the letter the ones he had taken out of here off this wall. This was the wall he had the secret panel installed in for his coming and going as Mr. Wonderful.
I have something like it myself, but not quite so elegant.
I used to sit here nights reading while he was out fighting those lunatics, just waiting for him to get back. He was so goofy. Sometimes he'd see the light on in here and slide back the panel and say,
"Hi, honey. I'm home."
Ben?
Thank you.